listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
A very happy new year. Our first Friday financial update for 2025. And appropriately, Brian Cochran joins us from John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com. Brian, happy new year.
Happy new year to you. It's been an interesting start to the year.
As early as the early morning hours of New Year's Day, we see plenty of headlines in the news and things from Hawaii to New York happening in our country. And we'll see maybe in the coming months how some of this news, we hope to see better news than some of the headlines we've seen. You know, something I saw this morning, Brian, I was just kind of fooling around on my phone, and I opened my one of the apps I use to send money to people, and one of the tabs, it had a small balance, and I wanted to put it in my bank account, one of the tabs on the app was crypto, and I've had adult children that are involved with crypto, even in the last couple of years. It's something I haven't delved into, but it seems like it's more and more in front of us and available. And for those of us who aren't as familiar, can you walk us through some of the pros and cons when we consider kind of wading into those waters?
Yeah, Steve, I can. And we'll have a blog post popping up on our website here in the next few days on this topic. As often happens when cryptocurrency goes through a bull market or a sudden explosion upward in price, we start to get questions, which worries me a little bit that that's what drives the interest. It's an amazing new technology, the whole blockchain technology and cryptocurrencies. It's a new thing, but like everything else in the world, we can still lean on the timeless and transcendent principles of scripture to help us kind of frame our thinking. And what worries me, Steve, on this, before I go into some of the details, is I think it's often greed that drives people to think about cryptocurrency. They're not thinking about it as an innovative new technology with broad applications. They're thinking this is a way I might get rich quickly. Because some people have become rich quickly through the trading of cryptocurrency. Others have been bankrupt by it. But I think back on some scripture we've talked about a lot. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gains little by little will increase it." So we're specifically told in scripture not to try to grow our wealth quickly or it may dwindle. And Luke 12:15 says, this is Jesus' words, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." So we should not act out of greed. So the first thing I'd say about cryptocurrency, Steve, is don't let it drive greed, because greed and a desire for rapid accumulation of wealth usually doesn't end well.
Yeah. Now, would it be something to consider, like I said, I said waiting, but even maybe less than that, dipping a toe into?
I think so. I think it's an interesting space to explore. You know, we can't give specific investment advice here because every listener is going to have a different set of circumstances. What would worry me, Steve, is that people who maybe still have credit card debts or are not saving for retirement yet might start to speculate in cryptocurrency. And if you don't have a good basic financial foundation with the right emergency reserve, insurance policies, and savings accounts in place, then you're not in the right place to go and possibly speculate into something like cryptocurrency. But for those who are interested in adding cryptocurrency as part of a diversified portfolio, it does have intriguing prospects because it tends to move in price in different ways than other investments, which means it could be a possible tool for diversification. But I'd be very cautious. If the only reason you're buying it is because you think you're going to make a lot of money really quickly, that's never a good reason to buy an investment.
Yeah. And I'm almost hearing some listeners that listen to us regularly that might say, well, you've encouraged us to speculate when it comes to retirement accounts and various ways to create something there, in spite of the fact we may still have debt. And one of the first things that occurred to me there was that's really not as big of a issue, especially if you're in a retirement account with your company, with your employer, that is doing any kind of match, which would probably far exceed any kind of interest that you'd be dealing with in debt.
Right, right. And when we talk about speculation versus investing, Steve, I think cryptocurrency is a great way to talk about this. Building a broadly diversified investment portfolio of stocks and bonds, where you're mitigating your risk by owning tens, if not hundreds of companies, is very different than taking a significant portion of your assets and buying cryptocurrency.
And speculation in the speculation in the market would be more more aptly described as, hey man, I think that company A would be a good place to, and you know, simply putting a big wad of money towards an investment like that.
Right, right. And especially one that you don't fully understand, or one that can be highly volatile, which cryptocurrency prices do change quite rapidly. So it's an area where I think if you're making any type of sizable investment, you're probably doing more speculating than investing. Now, if you say I have a broadly diversified investment portfolio, include stocks, bonds, and I'd now like to include 5% allocation, which is just an idea, not a specific recommendation. But let's say I decide to do 5% allocation to cryptocurrency. That's a very different decision than saying, hey, I've got $500 in my checking account. I'm going to put $450 of that in cryptocurrency because I think it's going to double in a week. Those are two very different things. So again, thinking more about, you know, there's biblical principles of diversification that say that's a good thing. And then there's also biblical principles warning against greed and speculation. So don't lean on that side if you're going to participate in this space. So if it's something you want to start to dabble in while you're learning more, that could be reasonable. And we'll have more details on what is cryptocurrency, you know, how to view it in a portfolio. All of that will be part of our blog post that we're rolling out in the next week here.
Okay. And a reminder, that blog post is found at johnmoore.com. At the top of the page, just click on Insights and you'll see a variety of topics that are covered, and an archive of, different topics. So it'll be posted there, soon. So, be watching that. John, it should be some, you know, kind of a regular practice. It's a no cost, resource that's available at johnmoore.com. Just click on that Insights tab. And we'll look forward to that, Brian. So I saw, although I have the crypto tab on my, on one of my apps, it's just not something, I have plenty of other financial things to take care of before, quite honestly, I go speculating, with any amount, in that arena. You mentioned, you know, some people have made money. Well, some people have made money doing very foolish things with their money, in other places too, that we could easily mention. So this is some good information, and we look forward to having that blog post at johnmoore.com on the Insights tab, and maybe hearing more about it during our segments.
Sounds great, Steve.
All right. Well, thanks. And again, Happy New Year, and enjoy the weekend. Any predictions headed into the weekend for bowl games?
No, that's more speculation, Steve. We're trying to avoid that, bud. But I think if you had any sense of that, maybe that Arizona State game would take away your confidence to predict outcomes, because that was not the expected outcome necessarily. And it took a wild ride to get to the end of that one. That was a fun one. But no, we enjoy watching those games. And my only prediction is that it'll be more fun over the weekend watching football with my family.
There you go. Well, Brian, thanks again, and we'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. ABQ.